Oh?
Collective.
Copper. Collective. Oh, I was so close.
You almost had it.
He told me to leave it out. He told me to leave it out. He just said copper collective.
Cactus, copper.
No, copper cactus.
Oh, shit. See, I messed it up.
Right? Copper cactus?
Yes, it is copper cactus.
Yeah, I had that part right.
You threw me off.
Okay. Copper cactus collective.
There we go.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Glad to be here. Hey. That was fun.
And welcome back to the Riley Black Project, Crystal and John.
Hey.
We are, if you for patrons, we're in Vegas.
Yes.
For patrons, if you listen on the first day, or if you listen that weekend.
And if you listen on Monday, we're recovering.
We're back.
Yeah.
So, it's the first... It's the first of the month.
Yeah,
like beginning of the month. That's it.
Yeah.
So that means.
But before that, I'm going to make sure to do our sponsorship first.
Sponsor.
So make
sure. Yes. I don't Brought forget. To you by
Katie, which she's also, you know, a patron.
On the list.
So, yeah. Katie with Monarch Pine is giving all of our members 10% off with code RileyBlack on monarchpine.etsy.com. Yeah.
Perfect. Now on to the shout outs. We couldn't do the show without you guys.
Rapid fire. I think I might have to start splitting them, but you know, for now.
For now, we're going to do it all in
yes.
one.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Stephanie Aaron, Catherine with Primary Market, Aaron with Aaron's Acrylic Animals, Christy C, Jess with Jersey Girl Sign Shop, Jillian B, Allison with Black River Arts, Trisha. She's like mom of six creations, I think. I need to put that. Heather Lynn with Lobo Designs. Crystal with Spreading Stardust. Liz with the longest name on the planet. Laser Outpost X-Tool Jewelry Blanks. Super fan, Brandy Mahoney. Victor with Excited Adams. Katie with Monarch Pine.
Again.
Camille. Lisa. David with Creative Cut Supplies. Get that dual tight if you haven't already. Stephanie Long. Barbie. Madison with Laser Maple, Emily with TM Wall, Mark
with the laser,
Mark with Big Blue Laser Designs, the Kathy Ray, Ryan with Sprouts Creations, and Will with Crazy Laser Jack.
You know, Mark should go by BBL.
He should.
I'm going to throw that out there to him next time.
I like that.
Yeah, BBL.
I'm here for it.
Mark with a BBL. Mark with
BBL. He'll love that so much. That reminds me, I should resurrect that wonderful clip we have of his.
Ah, yes. That make for a good teaser.
Yeah.
So,
who we got?
This is a good one.
It's a fun one.
Yeah, it's a fun one. This he is celebrating 10 years.
That's pretty
self-employment,
crazy.
Which is pretty
right?
pretty big.
Not for the week.
No. And was a rodeo photographer.
Yeah.
Or
I definitely have some questions on that.
Yeah? Yeah. Well, then let's welcome Oli with Copper Cactus Creative.
Nope.
No?
Collective.
Copper Collective. Oh, I was so close.
You almost had it.
He told me to leave it out. He told me to leave it out. He said Copper Collective.
Cactus Copper.
No, copper cactus.
Oh, shit. See, I messed it up.
Right? Copper cactus?
Yes, it is copper cactus.
Yeah, I had that part right.
You threw me off.
Okay. Copper Cactus Collective.
There we go.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Glad to be here. Hey. That was fun.
Well, first of all, before we get into any of that, I was complimenting you on the pre-show about your very nice background.
Yeah.
It's got to be one of the best we've had on the show. Because, you know, most people are just in their workspace. So, you know.
Yeah.
I would love, I'm planning on making a sign to go here, but I've been planning that for like 3 years now. So good luck.
Same.
We'll see if that ever.
Same.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, for now, this is it. So, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of a cheater. I have a real camera sitting there, a little Sony mirrorless camera and good lights and the whole thing. So,
well, yeah, I mean, with a photo and video background.
This is the A7 III sitting there. It's oldie but a goodie. Yeah, not bad.
Full frame. Nice.
Yeah, full frame. Yeah, got to get that depth of field.
See.
Yeah, we're sitting there with a 16-35 2.8 lens on there, little G Master. Oh. Yeah,
nice.
Is it that buttery smooth background?
Yep. Right. Yeah,
bokeh. Those in the know.
Nice.
If you know.
Right.
Yep.
So then 10 years ago, was that the photography or were you doing? Yeah. So what, tell us about kind of like how you got into entrepreneurship.
Yeah, for sure. I've kind of dabbled a little bit before that, but this is like a decade solid. So I was doing an internship with Peabody Energy in Gillette, Wyoming. They're like one of the biggest coal companies out there. Okay. And I'd gone to school. One of my 3 degrees is for like being a land man. Fancy. And so we were, you know, helping them buy, sell, trade, deal with their land issues and whatever. So I was at the courthouse all the time and I saw these people with a camera, like a real camera. They were taking pictures of the documents and flipping the pages and whatever. And I just had my goofy little iPhone, you know, and I'm sitting here hunched over right. and it was killing my back, you know? So I told my parents, I said, you know, I was like, just as in college, you know, and I said, I'm going to save up and buy like a real camera because that's what everybody else seems to be doing. And they surprised me a few days early or like a month early, I guess, for my birthday with a real camera. And then I took it in and my boss said, oh, I don't want you doing that. That's the wrong thing. That is the old school way. We're new school. Like we're doing it better, whatever. And she was right. That was really hard. And I couldn't return it. Right. And so I felt really bad because I couldn't make any money with it, you know? So like, why should I have it? I've wanted one since I was a little kid, but like, I didn't want to say that. Yeah. But, you know, my parents said, you know, next week we have a barrel race. So why don't you come and take pictures of this barrel race? And the guy that's taking the team roping pictures, like they had a team roping and a barrel race and a calf roping and this big event every year they used to do. And so they said, he'll show you the ropes and whatever, just come and he'll tell you what to do and you can just set up and try to make some money with your camera.
Yeah.
He didn't show up, turns out, but I tried as hard as I could to learn everything I could in that week time. And I showed up and I made more money in 2 days than I did in the last 5 days working my real job. Mm. So that kind of like lit the fire, you know, pretty quick. Yeah. So I thought, well, it can only go up from here. And it sure did by a long ways.
Nice.
That's awesome.
So how long did you do that for?
I did that until 2020. At the very end of 2020, like in December, I hung up my hat there. I retired from that life, I guess.
Yeah.
And then we moved here to Phoenix.
Nice. And so how did you get into laser stuff? How do you go from rodeo photography to laser stuff?
I know you wouldn't think they'd be related, but back in 2014, you know, I realized pretty quickly I needed a way to market myself, to market my Ole's Images, my little photography company. So I made shirts for me and my crew. You know, I always had people working for me. And so, you know, I always wanted us all to like, you know, look the same, look, you know, like we belong together or whatever.
Right.
And if I'm wearing a shirt around, you know, like to the concessions or whatever, like I always just want to be branded, you know, head to toe branding.
Very important. So,
So I got like a Cricut and some other little stuff, you know, and started making my own things and making my own shirts and whatever. My friends in college, like I accidentally wore one to class one day. It was like one I had like embroidered, you know, it was like a jacket or something. And I just grabbed it, didn't even think about it, and wore it to class. My friend's like, oh, I didn't know you had a clothing line. Like, you guys. Like,
sure.
I had one jacket embroidered. Like, this is not a line. If you need 2 points to make a line.
Well, I mean, that's more of a line than they probably had.
Right. Yeah. I mean, most of them never even thought about putting any kind of logo or anything on a shirt other than what they buy at the stores.
Right. Yeah. And so then where did it go from there? So then did that just kind of like snowball into, I mean, it's the gateway drug, as we say. On
hit me right there, you know what I mean? It's like right in the veins. So I started doing other crafty things and we, you know, kind of snowballed. And then I bought one of those big felt big at the time because I was doing all of this traveling for like rodeo photography in a fifth wheel. I've gone through several iterations of an RV, but at the end it was a fairly large, like 45-foot fifth wheel, triple axle toy hauler. And I broke the axles with all the camera gear I put in there.
Oh, wow.
And some crafting gear too, maybe. don't tell my accountant that. But so like I bought one of these big, like 24-inch roll printers for doing sublimation, right? Mm. And I started with these little ear tags and I bought a little bit of sublimation, like a print from somebody else.
Yeah.
And, you know, I started and at like 2 o'clock in the morning, I had just like finally got around to getting my easy press and pressing it. And I just snapped a quick picture, put it on Facebook. I sold $4,000 worth of those in an hour. Like by 3 a.m., I was like, whoa, this is crazy town. Right? And I was like, I did not expect that at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
So we just started like doing sublimation on the side in the trailer. It had like a 13-foot garage. And so we had like that kind of stuff set up in there. I got a press and, you know, I was able to like really crank out a lot of products super fast.
Right.
And then when I moved here, like every time I went to print, it was like just an awful printer. I hated it. I had to reinstall the drivers like almost every day.
Yeah.
It was crazy town. So, yeah. You know, I'd always wanted a laser, but like did not have room for it in the RV. But when we came here, you know, it was like a year or so went by, 2 years maybe. And I finally found one on like Facebook Marketplace that was like, you know, half the price of new and had very low hours on it. So we bid on that and went and jumped. And that was a little over a year ago.
Yeah.
And then a few months later, we decided to start calling it Copper Cactus Collective and kind of branch it off of the Ollie's Images stuff and let it be its own thing.
Nice. Speaking of low hours, I found out the hours on my Mira the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very. You want to share?
Not really. Okay. But I feel like I need to now.
I mean,
it's only 64. But the actual like machine on was something like 500 and something
hours.
Yeah, because what happened a lot of times was the connectivity, especially in our old house, I struggled big time. So I was trying to use like Wi-Fi and, you know, tried many different like routes. And what was best, and which is what the tried and true is now, even with the Lightburn Bridge, was the USB, but the machine was behind me, which means the USB would have had to go across like my walkway. And I 100% would have tripped over it and broke something or broke the port or whatever. I would leave it on while I'd fix something, adjust something. I'd have it on almost all day. And then I'd turn it off when I knew I was done cutting, basically when it was assembled. Because even sometimes, you know, you go to assemble something and you're like, oh, this is too small. Oh, I lost the dot of the eye, you know, all those things. And I didn't want to go through trying to get it like connected again, because sometimes it was like that and sometimes it was not
like that.
Which it was always when I needed it to be like that.
Yeah. Of course.
So Miss Mariah Carey, she doesn't sing all the time.
Like the real
it's
Mariah
very
Carey.
Yeah, it's very special occasions
just during the
Christmas.
Exactly. She sings the hits.
She does. She sings the hits back. And then, you know, she takes a little bit of a break. But hopefully that means when I go sell my, you know, Mariah Carey
for the red line.
To get the red line, you know, then there's only 64 hours on her.
So feel free to send
maybe
under
100.
Feel free to send offers.
Yeah, especially if you're local to Florida.
Yeah,
you know, we can make this deal that, you know, it's yours once I get my new one.
Yeah,
and maybe they could even start making payments.
Yeah.
You know, I'm open. So I'm open to any and all
we'll
offers.
Discuss.
We did that with ours too.
So. Really?
Yeah, because I've got this Boss. It's still downstairs in our garage.
Yeah, I was just going to ask what it was.
Yeah, it's a Boss LS1630.
Nice.
And one of my friends that's local here over in Peoria, like we met on TikTok, and just like all my other laser friends. And then, you know, they actually started coming when I sold the sublimation printer. I had a bunch of sublimation blanks, and they do sublimation. So they came over and bought a bunch of blanks from me. And that was our start of our friendship. And when they found out that I bought the Mira 9, they said, hey, we want that old Boss. So I think they're going to buy it, sounds like.
Nice.
Cross your fingers.
Yeah, right? And I mean, it would be really awesome, especially if it's someone with like a Glowforge or maybe one of the small X tools or like kind of the starter hobby lasers. And if they wanted to buy one, it really is the perfect like jump into industrial without having to wait and two without having to pay all the money up front for one new.
Right.
You know, if you can get one resale, that's golden.
Yeah.
That wasn't even I didn't even look, but I highly doubt right. there were many like Miras or Eons well, for sale like because I mean I was new. On shipment 4.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. They were too
I didn't
new.
Know I was on like shipment like legit 4. Like only the 4th one, but right. you know, I found that yeah. out yeah. later.
That's crazy.
So that's yeah, how OG. That's what how OG the machine is.
Right?
Yeah, I was what? On 95.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
They've been busy.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Hey there, podcast listeners. How great would it feel if this was the year you finally got to escape your 9-to-5 to embrace your lifestyle of creativity and entrepreneurship?
Every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, Eon Laser USA invites you to join the Freedom to Create webinar, where you'll learn how to make this a reality.
Join leading laser industry professional and brand ambassador, Emily, a.k.a. That Mom with a Laser, and Eon Laser USA's sales manager, Alicia, as they dive into all things Eon.
Learn about the advantages of owning an Eon Laser and get the scoop on Eon's rewards and partner benefits. Plus, get a glimpse at how everyday people who started out with zero experience paid off their lasers, scaled their businesses, and transformed their lifestyles.
So if you're ready for a lifestyle change, head over to eonlaser.us/YUS and sign up for the Freedom to Create webinar today.
Thanks for listening.
Speaking of all things laser, check out Houston Acrylic at houstonacrylic.com for reliable laser tested and laser approved materials.
Made for makers by makers, Houston Acrylic features over 450 styles of acrylic sheets. With over 50 new arrivals being released this month, Houston Acrylic is committed to bringing new and innovative styles to the laser community. My personal favorite is the matte. Anything that, and I feel it's perfect for everything.
Don't forget to save 10% by using our exclusive coupon code TRBP10 at checkout. Get inspired today and visit houstonacrylic.com.
Do it. What are your favorite things to make on your, well, so how many lasers do you have? Two questions there.
Just two. Well, okay. We got three, actually. I always forget about this fiber that's sitting here next to me that I haven't set up yet.
Yeah. Yeah. We know the struggle.
Yep.
Yep.
We don't feel bad. We set ours up and focused it.
Yeah.
That's it. About it.
Yeah. That's as far as I've gotten.
Again.
Yeah. We haven't even made the focus.
Oh, crap. Stick. I should have made that when she was on the other day.
We haven't even made that. So it's like it's focused and it has stayed at that level.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine has two little like red dots.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Just
yeah.
A lot. It's like, oh, that's it. Okay. All right. Well, I got other stuff to do.
Yeah. So what, I mean, did those, your measurement bracelets, did those go like viral or like, tell me more about those. Cause they're pretty cool. He was checking them out thinking they were pretty awesome. Cause I mean, how many of us makers are always looking for the measuring tape?
Not even just makers.
True.
Just like if you do anything around the house
True. Very true.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had so many people like tell me about all these stories. Like nurses are getting them to measure wounds. Fishermen are taking them to make sure their fish is legal. Mm-hmm. Seamstresses, of course. We made some crochet specific ones. We've kind of gone off the rockers. I was just thinking I should have had one sitting here, but we made little keychains for people that don't like the bracelet. Was that focus? I don't know. Probably not.
Smart.
There you go.
There we go.
There we go. So the bracelet looks just like that, except for like way super longer. And then we made the key ring, the keychain ones that like unsnap. And then you can snap it around something. Like I see tons of people take and snap it around like they're Stanleys.
Well, and I actually bought something on Amazon, and it's to actually measure the circumference of a baby's head.
Oh yeah.
But people use them to measure their tumblers to put in the diameter into their rotary settings. So that would also be perfect for that as well.
Yep.
Yeah. So
how long is the bracelet?
We make them from 6 inches to 20 inches. So you can either single wrap or double wrap your wrist, no matter how big it is.
Nice. Yeah. So I, way back when I used to actually make, what do you call them?
Apple
watches. Watch bands.
I did one that had like the measurements on it for like Father's Day, and I made it in like a yellow one.
Oh, cool.
And that was hard. It was really hard. Like, and I had to like say, like, it's not exact, but like my OCD is pretty damn exact. But like, yeah. I had to like, cause you have to like, I had to measure, including the watch face. Yeah. And that like really threw me off. Mm-hmm. And then I, of course, because I am who I am, I had to make a perverted version.
Oh yeah,
you know, because you know, you men like to measure things and exaggerate. Yeah, I mean, that's
another great thing. You don't have to use the remote control anymore.
Right, that's like a little bit how we went a tiny bit viral too. We got dudes talking about their junk and women replying.
Right, like I got this little bracelet. Hold on.
Yeah. Right. Oh yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. You just gotta slide it in there the right way and people go talking about it like crazy, you know?
Right. Yeah. Well, that's like the this is going south fast, but that white cock and black cock debate.
Yes, yeah. The real not debate. It's just showing you the many uses.
What was it? The white on the front door and black on the back. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
No, the other way around.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The other way around.
It was pretty funny though. I mean, I hate saying that word depending on the audience.
So I
exaggerate the L. The silent L. It's, you know, men created like that word. And it's like when I used to work in the oil industry, there were so many terms where it's like, a man made up that term.
And giggled as
the yes. Yep. Yeah. So there was like pig launcher was one of them. Stripper rubber was another one. Dead man's something. I don't remember what the went after dead man. But yeah, it's like when I would see the invoices for these things and I'm like, they could legit be sending an invoice for a murder they committed or a stripper they hired. And we'd be like, OK, cool. Send that off. $1,500 coming right up.
Yep.
Don't blink an eye.
Right?
Right. That's it.
So, having been an entrepreneur, you know, I mean, I guess even on and off before you started 10 years ago, like, what is your advice to other people attempting to do the same thing? Like, I'm about to hit, I think, 6. I honestly don't even know. I should probably, like, figure that out.
And I'm finishing out my first year.
Yeah. And it's been a rough few months, like on and off, maybe even like a couple years. I don't know. But like, so what's some advice to like, how do you keep going?
I would say like make up your own rules and like test them out for a while, you know, try it for a month or two, like make a rule and stick to it, whatever it is. You got to like make up your own stuff. Don't just ask other people like what to do, because like none of us know. We're just making it up as we go.
We really are.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So I get all kinds of people ask me like, well, what should I do? Should I do this or that? I'm like, just try it. Try both. Try one for, 6 weeks. Try the other one for 6 weeks. Like, whatever it takes. Yeah, you might try it for like 3 days and go, whoa, this is a really bad idea, and then change it, you know?
Right. Or try it, like, you know, a couple things you've tried, and you try it, and it's like, oh, that was a really great idea.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So
and read more books.
Just wing it.
Yeah.
Wing it.
Read more books. Yeah. Like, there's tons of these books. Like, I mean, I could grab, like, Tools of Titans, right? Like, flip to any page in here. And they're all like, here's a bookmarked page. 5 morning rituals that help me win every day. You know, try that for a while. Try somebody else's advice. You know, I forget who said it, but like, if you read a book, you get to add that author's age onto your life, right? Like however many years they lived, you can tack that onto your life, gain that experience. I mean, there's things in that book that have just like leveled up my whole business. You know what I mean? So it's just like, there's all kinds of, and you never know what book's going to do it for you. You know, you just got to read more books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. And I get the winging it part, because it's a lot like being a parent. Like, you don't you don't know what you're doing. There's no handbook.
Well, and even if there is a handbook, that handbook doesn't apply to every situation, to every child, to every, you know, it's just like, small business. It's like, oh, okay, that's cool for you.
Right.
But that doesn't work for me.
And I guess every time you meet someone in the same industry that's a little bit ahead of you, you always kind of want to know, like, Right. Because we all like to have a blueprint of like what to do.
Yeah, we want to do this and you're going to make $1 million bucks. Because
the whole thing is like, I keep trying all these things and nothing's hitting.
Right.
It wears on you because like nothing's hitting and this and that. Like how many times have we changed either my pricing sheet or redone like what I'm going after? Like, am I going after business to business? Am I going after events?
Right.
You know, so it's like, yeah, you have to just keep, like you said, keep trying new things and seeing what feels right.
Yeah.
What starts to like move the needle.
Yeah. But consistency.
Yeah. But keep going at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's not even necessarily we like to details really, all the time. You're fine.
We like to look at the 80-20 principle from Pareto. Mm-hmm. You know, take the 20% of your actions is leading to 80% of your income, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, so we like to chop off that 80% that's not really driving our business forward, and really focus down on that 20% that is making your business like really expand. So like in photography, every year I would go through and I would cross off the bottom events, you know, like the ones that we either lost money, obviously those have to go. The ones that barely made any money, those have to go. And we just kept the ones where we were really, really killing it. And then it wouldn't take long for our schedule to fill back in with ones that were at that level or higher. Mm. And then watch out, you know, then watch your business. I started listening to a book, audio book, you know, 10X, going 10X is easier than 2X. And I mean, that just sounds like my last 10 years of business right there. So it's all about 10X and your stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is such a good book, and it's right. You know, like you can go through and find like incremental little changes to like, you know, double your business. You can work twice as hard and make twice as much money, but you can't work 10 times harder, make 10 times as much money. You got to figure out some other way to make 10X the money or whatever it is, whatever your milestone is or your marker.
Yeah. I've recently started to do that with, just with my product offering with the keychain accessories. It's really hard for me not to want to like just carry all the things.
Right.
But carrying all the things, and especially if they're slow movers, they're in my way for other things that could be better movers with better margins. And so I just started recently, and you know, I made the clearance section, I don't know how long ago, but I just kept, you know, tweaking it and putting it off and moving this and waiting for this and waiting for this. And then, you know, kept talking about, you know, do I need to keep the wristlets or not? And I was like, you know what, just screw it. 20% off, 20% off. And then, you know, I'm going to reduce them until they're all gone. And then it makes room for the other stuff that, you know, and my wristlets had a terrible margin at that. I sold them then because it got people in the door to my store. And they were hot then, you know, but they weren't, they definitely weren't the money maker for sure. You know, some of the wristlets only had like $1 or so like profit.
Right.
And, you know, they were spending $5 and I'm like, you know, I'm only making $1. But, you know, it got them in the store at the time. And now it's like, well, that's not getting them in the store. And it's they take up a lot of space too, because they're a lot bigger than a lot of the keychain blanks. And so that was, you know, a realization of like, okay, like even if I potentially lose money on them right now, compared to what I bought them for, the space that they're using right now is
valuable.
It's costing it's costing money. So getting rid of the stuff and not like trying not to focus on, you know, how much I paid on, like, so if you bought a tool that you spent $500 to $1,000 on, you think you're going to use it all the time, it's going to be this great tool, is going to make me all this money, and then it doesn't happen, or you never open it, or it's not as easy as you thought, and then you don't want to sell it because you're going to lose money. And it's like, well, how much are you making on it with it just
by keeping it
sitting there collecting dust? And then you get to hopefully pass it on to someone else potentially. Like when I sold my Silhouette vinyl cutter, I kept holding on to it thinking I'm going to use it for, you know, shirts for the boys or stuff for the family or stuff for myself. And then I was hiring, you know, people, not hiring, but, you know, having buying other people making them for me because I didn't even want to make it. I'm like, why am I holding on to this?
At that point, you had to unbury it. just
right,
to
because
get
it was
to
under
it.
My desk. I have to plug yeah. it in. I have to dust it off. I have to hope it right. works. I have to get this heavy ass heat press
no, you
out.
Didn't. I
and, did. Yes, exactly. But like it was just a lot. So it was like, well, all of that. Right. Like I'm already yeah. done. But I got to sell it to someone for $200 who wanted to get into it, right. and who knows, you know, what kind of gateway drug it was for her, you know.
Yeah. Attention all laser owners and crafters. Are you tired of spending hours cutting, painting, and assembling laser products? Look no further than Crazy Laser Dad Laser Ready Blanks.
Their high-quality blanks are expertly sourced, tested, and ready to use with your lasers. Say goodbye to the hassle and frustration of time-consuming projects, and hello to more time creating and selling.
Plus, with their wide selection of items, you'll surely find the perfect blank for all your customers.
So, what are you waiting for? Visit crazylaserdad.com today and take your laser crafting to the next level with their laser-ready blanks.
Welcome to the revolution in laser engraving. Introducing Lens Digital, the creators of the game-changing Pybern rotary attachment. With the Pybern 4.0, you can turn ordinary cups, tumblers, glasses, and more into extraordinary masterpieces.
Looking to engrave niche items or want the functionality of a Chuck rotary? Look no further than the Pybern Grip, Lens Digital's Chuck-style rotary. With a range of different size jaws, you can easily engrave a wide variety of items. All Lens Digital products are compatible with most CO2 and Galvo lasers and were designed specifically for the laser industry. All that, paired with the best-in-class customer support, Lens Digital is your one-stop shop for all of your rotary needs.
Transform your laser engraving game with Lens Digital, where makers succeed. Unleash your creativity today.
And don't forget, we are proud Lens Digital affiliates as well. If you're shopping, code RileyBlack will take $50 off any order of $600 or more. So what yeah. do you have coming up for your business? Are there any like big goals or things that you have for this year?
Well, we're going to, every year we take a trip for 1 or 2 months. When I was in photography, wow. I used to take 4 to 6 months off, but now we're down to like 1 or 2 months. We probably just do 1 month this year. We did 2 last year.
That's
and it
awesome.
Just kind of feels like a lot when you have like a physical goods business that you have
right.
to do. It's,
right.
you know, a little different. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we're starting to plan that road trip, and we still, like you can see in my background, I got photo video gear with me.
Yeah.
So we switched to doing like filming commercials for small businesses. So we'll go around the country doing that for a month or so.
Nice.
We'll pick up some photo gigs along the way, whatever. I'm still going to bring the inventory of those measuring bracelets because they are, you know, they're a hot seller. And we'll just
right.
stock up before we go. And whatever we've got in stock will hopefully last us a month. And hopefully it only lasts us 3 days. I don't know.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And so do you shut down your shop for that month? Or what do you do for that?
Yeah. So we did last year. We shut it down and then we lost a ton of momentum by doing that. So this year we're hoping to like leave it open, but not make any more things. Just this is our inventory and we're going to deplete it until we get back to kind of keep
right.
the momentum going.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
So will you actually be like shipping things while you're gone?
Yep. Yeah. I'll take the thermal printer and the labels and we can ship
nice.
Stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
Everything
yeah.
else is online. So yeah, we use yeah. Pirate Ship, you know, so it's just easy. And TikTok
yeah.
Shop makes it super easy to ship stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you like TikTok Shop?
Oh, I love it. It's like the best thing, you know, the shoppable video thing. Like, so at Ollie's Images, we always put our booth right in the high traffic area, right? Like we'd figure out where people are going to be walking. Like most of the time it was between the entry office and the concession stand, right? Like they got to enter, they got to eat. So we want to be right there. Traffic. And now with TikTok, all of our traffic is right there. People are hanging out, they're swiping, we end up in their FYP, they can see the video and go, oh, I need this right now. And so the closer you can get somebody to that instant gratification, the better your business is going to be. And so we're right there. I mean, people are just laying there on the couch 24/7. They can swipe right by our video,
doom scrolling,
see it. Yep, click that orange shopping cart and a couple days later it's in their hands. So it's a great deal.
Yeah. So, I mean, with the video stuff, it's kind of like you. It's never really, it'll never really leave you.
No.
Right.
So
yeah.
you just continue. Now, do you do shows and videos and stuff still now for business, or only when you're on this vacation?
We'll do, yeah, about once a month. We have a client that is like our main like commercial video client. We film commercials for her that go on the Cowboy Channel. Nice. But otherwise, yeah, we don't do a whole lot like around here. We just don't have the network. We'd moved here because almost all of our horse and rodeo clients come here in the winter. And so we service them throughout the winter, doing stallion photos or whatnot. Right. But mostly we try to just focus on Copper Cactus and grow our, because, you know, all these images has momentum. Like people think about it all the time or whatever. So like it's pretty easy to kind of let that slide for a bit and it still goes strong. Where Copper Cactus is in its infancy, you know, so we got to be there and handhold it and, you know, helicopter parent it for a while. And, you know, we'll get it going. But yeah, right now it's like we got to put a lot of eggs in that or focus in that.
Well, and that's an extra bonus as far as like marketing and making stuff. Having that photography background is huge. I mean, I saw some of the pictures on your TikTok of the bracelets, and a good image will make or break what you're trying to sell. You know, I see it all the time, you know, especially when people are brand new. I used to talk about, there's someone we follow that would like take pictures on their bed. And like, you know, bedrooms in the background and all the things. And like, oh, I used to have that comforter when I was in high school and that kind of stuff. And it's like, they don't, they don't realize how like that's not enticing to most customers and buyers. You know, they think like, oh, yeah, I'm just doing this from my home. But like, you kind of got to trick them and make them think that you're not, you know, you're not doing it from home. Like, they like the behind the scenes stuff, but they don't they don't want the photo of the finished product to be a behind the scenes. Right. You know,
not everything is behind the scenes.
Right. It has its place. Right. Yeah. Yes. So having a good photo, which for me is something I really struggled with, because I would always have this like image in my head, but I didn't know how to make that happen with my phone or with the camera. And it's kind of similar to when I struggled with silhouette, when I didn't know the terminology to look for. Right. And the photos, I'd see other people's photos and they would look amazing, right? But they'd be all like bright and cheery and farmhousey and, you know, like show home. And I'm like, no, that's not me. That's not like, you know, that wasn't like the style I was going for. And like, I finally figured out that the style I like is dark and moody. Right, and that like just changed my mind. It changed changed my world as far as figuring out like styles and what to put in the background and what to and I was selling keychains. I'm like, I don't know what to put in the back. Mm-hmm. Like, is a plant, does a plant make sense with a random keychain? And it can.
Right.
And yeah, it just didn't, the having props, because like you people who sell candles or soaps, that's easy. Right. You put like, not easy, but to me it was easier because that's what I would see all the time was the candles and the soaps. And it's like, oh, okay, you put that in like a cool, you know, a bathroom-ish, you know, and a towel and like it has a scent. So you put like, if it's lemons and raspberries, you put a couple lemons and raspberries in there and like you're golden. And like, there's no flavor or scent with
the same thing could be said for keychains.
Yeah.
Cause you can, you can put it on a hook. Cause most people put their keychains on a hook. So if you wanted to, if you wanted to go to like the realist, you just put it, you know, you have a mock place where you put your keys, wherever, you know, whether it's, whether you want the rustic and it says family or I know, but I'm saying, you know, like you can put, you can put keychains just on a hook. So it's, I mean, it could be said, you have to break it down to its like most simplest set. And like, where does this, like, where do these water bottles live?
Right.
In the fridge.
Yeah.
Or in like a pantry. You know, where do keychains live? On a hook.
Yeah.
Where do candles
or
live?
Or a catch-all dish. On,
exactly. Right.
Yes. Or, I did get some of those. And then it was hard because a lot of times a catch-all disc, the dish, they, they're a lot, they're like cluttered. So it's almost like making it look like one, but like a nice clean one.
Right. Or cluttered, but with the actual keychain that you're trying to picture
in focus.
Stand out. Mm-hmm. Well, stand out somehow, whether in focus or like drape over the edge, like just something to make it stand out.
True. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I definitely like overthought it, and like I didn't see anyone else doing anything similar. So my brain couldn't, you know, couldn't go that way. It was like, oh, I just, it's not a candle or soap, and I don't know what to do. What do I do with this thing?
What do I do with my hands?
Right.
Just take a picture holding it.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah, yeah, I know.
That's what I'm saying. Because that's what you do. You just hold it and take a picture of it.
Well, and
let's just take it to IKEA and go bust in there and just set it in all their different our pre-made settings.
God. Well, so someone did, I saw there was someone who I heard like did either like IKEA or like it was Big Lots or it was one of those things or Lowe's or Home Depot. I think they sold tumblers and they would or something similar and they would literally go to like the, you know, the kitchen
setups
that they would have and like take their pictures. Yeah. And I mean, there's pretty great lighting in there usually. There's no service, but.
Yeah, so there's no one there to tell you you can't do that.
Right. Not that kind of service. I mean cell phone service.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that? There's that reel that's like, I'll go on HomeDepot.com to figure out where something is rather than actually talk to somebody.
Well, they tell you to do that.
Yeah.
They if you ask one of them where it's at, they'll pull their Home Depot
phone out.
Yeah. And look it up that way. Or they'll use their little scanner thing. But all they're doing is using the internet from that to go to HomeDepot.com.
All the comments were like, you have service in your Home Depot? Because, I mean, for me, my phone always dies, no matter what. Not dies, but like, there's no cell phone service the second you walk into any of those stores.
Right. And back to the pictures thing, is like that reel of, the girl going into Target and taking feet pics at all the different pillows.
All
the different setups.
And the rugs.
Yeah, the rugs and stuff.
I love that. It's brilliant.
We should get back to that. See how much picks? Money we can make.
Get back to that, huh?
Yeah, the first run didn't make too much money.
No, it didn't.
It didn't make too much money. It's a lot of work.
It is.
It's a lot
photos
of work.
Photos are everything. It is.
You got to post. You got to take them. You got to post them.
I literally did it once because I was like, you know what? Why not? I've been told I'm all red. I've been told a few times that I had nice, like cute feet. For the longest time, I didn't wear sandals because I was so self-conscious about my feet. Mm-hmm. And then I started looking at the feet of people who wore sandals. And I was like, oh, I'm fine. It's okay over here. I can display these bad boys.
I just got a pedicure. I wonder if my feet can get in.
We should put them together.
Nice.
And then I went and got one pedicure, and then I posted them once, and then I never did it again. You have to market yourself. And
oh, yeah.
You have to.
It's a whole thing. Yeah, it's real work. Yeah, it's no joke.
Yeah.
My friend is a photographer, and he does that for a lady. Like, he's like her photographer. Yep.
Her feet photographer?
That's pretty cool. She does the fans, you know, but she's into that. But yeah, that's what he does. Like, she poses by the pool, whatever. Like, they just go around different places, rent an Airbnb, whatever.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah. I mean, one of my friends did OnlyFans as well, and she stopped doing it because it was so much work.
Like, it's
she had to continually post about it. Yeah. And like, everyone's like, oh, the money sounds great. And it's like, sure, but you don't realize how much. Like,
but I mean, to make that amount of money anywhere, you're going to have to work.
Oh,
you're going to have to put it. People just think of it as like, oh, that's an easy way to make money. Mm-hmm. Sure, it's like there to do.
Yeah.
But you have to put in the hours to make that money.
Well, yeah. And then it was like I had a pedicure, and then like 3 days later, I'm like, I don't know if these are like picturable already.
I
know there's like a kink for everything, but again, you have to keep up.
You don't even have to market. You just have to keep it up. Yeah. Consistency.
Well, it was always awkward for me because then I was like, "What's in the background?" And like, "Is the house dirty in the background?" Like, what
you know?
Think whatever.
Looking at the background.
When I told you, I was like, "The only way I'm going to be able to do it is if like you sneakily just take pictures." Because if I actually have to take pictures, is it?
Yeah.
If you're my husband.
Yeah. Yeah, oh. Still without like your
okay. Let's like, not commit any crimes, and but consent. If I give you consent to secretly take pictures,
if I'm like your photographer,
yeah.
Oh, okay, fine. How do we reel this back into laser stuff?
Well, speaking of kink, we can get back to real. We can get back to laser stuff by this bridge, right? I got you. We're gonna bridge this back. So the bracelets. I found out there's a kink for these, the bracelet version, because we are selling these to corn stars and quinky people through Mr. Really? Pure Fashion. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So like 3 days, 4 days after we like started going viral, they reached out to me and said, man, this is like right in line with what we do. And we, they make like a thing to slap, like a flogger. Uh-huh. With these kind of bracelets, you know, like, or these kind of things, they make these end of floggers. And so he said, listen, this is like exactly perfect for our audience. So we went with them and we exclusively do the yellow, black and purple, and we're working on some other colors, but, they sell tons of them every day for us.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, that's a good think it. So think of like your main product or the, maybe something you really like to make or something that's doing well for you, and think of all the different industries it could you know hit.
That'd be using.
Like I mean it's kind of like where Katie with Monarch Pine she wants to try and get the keychain thingies out to like the ones who make keychains out of clay and all of those, because like my only exposure is the laser world for the most part.
Right.
But going into those other industries and seeing how like, okay, do you make keychains? Can these help you? Like, you know, is this the, you know, a close lane, or is there just a tiny little tweak I need to make? And now it is, you know, that kind of thing. So yeah, that was a pretty good kink bridge.
Yeah. Yeah. how did the idea for the bracelets come about?
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's a good one.
Yeah, so the like the first video is kind of the main one that blew up, and that's when I was watching a lot of Tested from Adam Savage. You guys remember him from MythBusters?
Yes.
He has a tattoo of a ruler right here on his arm, and it's got a bunch of different things on it. Whatever, it's way too complicated. And I thought, like, how can I have something that's like on me but not
tattooed
permanently on me? You know,
right?
You know, I just didn't like. I didn't feel like that was like the best move. But yeah, so I kind of just talked about it in that video, and that sat dormant for 3 weeks, 6 weeks, maybe something like that. And then somebody asked me to make them a 15-inch one because their wrist was 15 inches wrapped around twice. So I said, hey, this comment says make me a 15-incher and I'm sold. And that was my hook.
Yeah.
And that video just hit 700,000 yesterday or last week. And it's hit 740 as of today. So it just keeps climbing. Yeah. It's kind of crazy, but
yeah. Just riding the ride until it falls off.
Yeah.
Until the wheels fall off.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, TikTok reached out to me and they're helping me. They're helping me like 4 weeks into like an advertising thing to kind of like once a week they check in and help me get TikTok ads going. So we're working on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can make another wave go.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and so this new TikTok stuff, where like with the ban or like the sale and all that, like what are your thoughts on all that? And especially since, you know, TikTok has done really well for your business.
Yeah. So we're just going to ride it until it fizzles out. If it does, I mean, it's going to eventually, right? Like I had my space, you know what I mean? So I had a glitch. Like, what am I thinking the right word? Like I've had my space, you know, I've had all kinds of stuff. So eventually this is going to go away. There's going to be something else. You know, it's just like, I'm really invested in shoppable content, you know?
Yeah.
And Amazon is doing that. You know, I have an Amazon app where I can go live and talk and do shoppable content with all my Amazon links, you know, or whatever. So like, there's always something, there's always going to be a way to do it. Somebody's going to either buy it or reinvent the wheel kind of similarly. Maybe Vine will come back. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like there's something that's going to work. And so I'm more invested in the idea of shoppable content. I like that, whether it's TikTok or something else is irrelevant to me, but I do really like TikTok, and I've had the best experience on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Instagram is like, meh, but Facebook was good for me. And I just get like, I've gotten a lot of like hate or something, you know, like mean comments, not like hate, but like plenty of mean comments on those other platforms. But on TikTok, it's like, these are all my friends, and like, we all just like each other and we get along, and like, it's just fun. Yeah. It's, I don't know. It always just feels good.
Yeah. Well, okay. And I mean, you also, it sounds like you also don't have, even though TikTok is your most successful avenue right now, it doesn't sound like that's the only avenue that you have either. And then, I mean, you also have the photography to fall back on, and like, you know, just not having all your eggs in one basket. You know, I was, we ran into the detailing guy that you know, that you've met in Connections. And, you know, we were talking about just business in general. And I was telling him how, you know, he does really well on Instagram. He has a great following on Instagram. His girlfriend has a great following on TikTok. And this is, I mean, I need to take my own advice, but I was telling him, like, you need to have an email list, because, you know, if any of these social medias fall off for some reason, or, you know, we've all heard the horror stories about like that being shut down or hacked or whatever. And that email list is always what you fall back on to make sure that you can still connect to your customers. But, and even if it's not an email list, having a way to, like, you know, get those contacts, because if you only like sell through Etsy, technically you don't own those contacts. Mm-hmm. So you need to make sure to find ways to get people, you know, whether it be, the technical term is a lead magnet. So whether it be like they get 10% off if they, you know, sign up for your email list, or they get a free file or a free podcast episode or whatever. It can be a million different things.
Newsletter.
But doing that to make sure that you can keep the connection going, and just doing all the things will help, but not just one thing.
Right. All the things.
Yeah. But what I was going to ask you was, what advice would you give to like new you, from what you know now, what would you tell new Oli?
Save your money.
Yeah.
No. Really? Yeah, I mean, like, no, I would just say, like, it's all gonna work out. You know, it always works out. You know, just stay positive.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I was always positive. I don't know. I was always just like this, I guess, you know, like positive, wing it. Like, it's gonna work out. It's gonna be fine.
Yeah.
It always is.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, the one that we've been telling ourselves a lot lately is this too shall pass one.
Yep.
Everything is great. This too shall pass. Everything is horrible. This too shall pass. So just making sure to, like, you know, keep going. Yeah. And when we talked to Robert Kofed, it was, man, before we even had video, I think.
Right.
And he was just giving kind of advice, because that was when, like, the, you know, things started brewing about economy and all that. And he's like, you know, he had a business through several of these like downturns or whatever in the economy. And he's like, all you got to do is make it through.
Yeah.
Keep going. Make practical, like, you know, your bracelet, make practical, usable products that can solve a problem, and you'll always have a business.
Yeah. As long as you're solving problems.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Except I struggle to solve my own damn problems. So maybe that's
right. Well, there's somebody out there that can solve your problems, you know? Right, and then you can pay them for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what we do with commercial videos too, you know, like they don't know how to make a video of themselves, and and even after they've watched me do it every single time for years, I still, my customer sends me videos that she makes sometimes, and it is, oh man. I'm like, you learn nothing from hanging out with me, have you? She'll be like, no lights, no mic, nothing, this hot, this crazy angle. I'm like, lady. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The worst, though, is when she blurs her own face on purpose. It's just like a big blurred circle.
On purpose?
It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I hope she doesn't watch this episode. I think I've told her to her face plenty of times that this is like a weird thing to do. She's pretty, too. Like, she has good looks. she has fake teeth and everything. Like she's she's
but probably self-conscious like the rest of us women.
So self-conscious. Yeah. But she'll even just
I swear it's the prettiest ones too. It's always the prettiest ones that are like, oh, I'm so self-conscious. Like I saw I was watching a photographer and he was one of those photographers that like walks up to like really cool and interesting people and asks like, if I can take a picture of you. And she was like, oh no. I don't take pictures well. And he was like, I think I can, you know, I can take a pretty good picture of you. And she was like, and he was like, here's the deal. He was like, if it's a terrible photo, I'll delete it right in front of you. And like, we'll go on our merry way. And she was like, okay, you know, reluctantly. And of course he took amazing pictures of her and because she was gorgeous too. And I'm like, okay, if she has self-esteem, like where should mine be? But yeah, it's true. I mean, and those are all, a lot of times those are usually the things that also none of us would pay attention to, like the people who are watching her or those people, we don't pay attention or notice those, especially men. You guys don't notice any of that crap.
Just let it go.
Right? I mean, you're always going to need, and it's kind of like photography. If it wasn't for the fact that I couldn't afford the level of photography that I wanted or needed with my product photos, I would have hired out for that. But my stubbornness and not being able to like afford it, or not necessarily, that's not where I wanted to put my money. I wanted to put that money into something else. But that finally got me to the point of taking decent photos that I'm actually proud of now, and I'm not like, well, here's this photo, it'll do.
Exactly.
So you also gave our members some discounts too. So the one the Urbuddy, the general mission
one,
is 10%, right? TRBP 10 for see, now I'm gonna mess it up. coppercactuscollective.com, right?
Yeah. And that's good for anything on our website, but we do have like a makers side to our website.
Oh, perfect.
You know, where we have SVGs and stuff like that. That's like for makers, some tools and stuff like that. So that'll get you a discount on any of that stuff or whatever else you want.
Yeah.
I just set it to the whole website because why not?
And then a bigger one for the paid members, of course, for our patrons.
So if you haven't joined Patreon yet, now's a good time to sign up.
Hey, and you could use that 10% and get you one of the bracelets.
Yep. And then use 10% over at Monarch Pines as well.
That's all the 10%.
All the 10%. There's a bunch of percentage.
They add up.
Yeah. And it's as low as $4 a month.
One day it's gonna feel not awkward to like sell
it doesn't
ourselves.
Feel awkward at all?
It does for me. Like even hearing you say dollars. It, I know.
So sign up for
just do it more times. You just need more reps.
That's right. That's all you need.
True. It is true. I mean, like going. I've been trying to go live more often, and like the more you do stuff, the more a little less weird.
Yeah, the more comfortable you feel.
Yeah. And I mean, I did a live the other day when I was like packing a bunch of orders, and I actually got a sale from it. And I was like, do the
do
lives,
more.
Do
more.
The things, just do it. Like Nike. You can't, that people won't know about your business. You have to talk about your business for them to know about your business. Yeah.
That's so. Right.
Where can people find you? Speaking of talking about your business.
Right.
Oh, I'm at Copper Cactus Collective. Just about everywhere, I think.
On all the things.
Yeah, all the things.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, it was fun hanging out with you, Oli.
It was great talking to you.
Thank you. Yeah, appreciate you having me on. Yeah, you guys are fun.
Oh, definitely going to buy one of those. You join, I want to plug Stephanie's, you both do the Laser Talk Live on most Thursdays, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so you can hop on her channel. Yeah.
Yeah, so she goes live on her channel Thursdays around 8, right?
8 central, 8 Eastern, 7
8
central.
My time, yeah.
And what's that? Yep. And what's that page?
Stephanie's page, the Country Porch Swing.
Country Porch.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So we usually go for a couple hours on there and just talk about whatever comes up. We usually just pick on John. Yeah. Good times.
What did I do?
Not you.
No, the other John. Oh. John with Laser Creation. Yeah, sorry.
I didn't know him, and sorry, I was joining in on the picking on him too, because it was it was really easy. He's
up there for us, you know.
He does. He somehow they got on the topic of him sharding, and so then the whole time everyone gave him shit. About sharding.
Literally.
Yeah. Yes. He's like, I didn't chart.
Well, we don't know that to be true.
We're like, I don't know, John. We'll see. Yeah. But yeah, it's a fun hangout, and they're, you know, usually making stuff and just talking about random stuff, but laser stuff too. So yeah, check it out.
Check them out too. Yeah. Well, thanks for hanging out with us.
Of course. And, happy to be here.
Yeah. And you guys stick around for the Life Update coming up. And we are back.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
What do we have to talk about for the Life Update? We're in Vegas.
Yeah, we're in Vegas.
We're in Vegas. Living it up.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully living it up.
Or we were in Vegas.
I have no idea what I even want to do. I keep going back and forth. I'm like, do I want to go to this trip? Do I want to do all the things?
It's Monday.
Do I
want to just
stay?
She has no
idea.
We leave
Thursday. Thank you very much.
Thursday.
And yeah, so there's a couple places I think I want to go, and I should probably figure that out. But then I'm trying to like get everything ready and make sure all orders are done and things are ready. And
but you're not going to be able to make sure all the orders are done until Wednesday night anyway.
I know.
So
whatever. But yeah, so I'm going to celebrate my 40th.
Welcome to the club.
Yay.
40.
I'm glad to be here.
Over the hill.
I am. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, you better be, because there's no choice.
But yeah, turning the ripe old age of 40, and then also kind of early celebrating our anniversary. Our anniversary is actually in June.
Yeah, we haven't been back to Vegas
since we got married. Married
10 years ago.
Yeah. So, we got married and we never went back.
A lot's
unfortunately.
Changed. The venue that we got married at does not exist anymore.
They were like, happy anniversary.
We're closing.
We're going to tear it down.
Yeah, before you guys come.
Yeah. So, for that, Tropicana. hang out with.
And the club that we met at does not exist anymore.
Yeah, no. So,
that's to be expected for a club.
Yeah,
there it is. She went the whole episode.
Oh man, I was just gonna say, I made it all that time, and we've been recording at night again.
Yep.
Just to allow more time for other business activities. Mm-hmm. But speaking of other business activities,
yeah, hopefully they're paying off. Yeah. Well, not hopefully, they are paying off, because I've just gotten a lot of people coming back, just reaching out back to me
again,
via email or text or whatever.
Right.
So hopefully those turn into things. You know, I did get a phone call today, I got two phone calls. One
you
pretty
did.
Good one, and one that they wanted still photos, which I don't really, I can do.
Right.
But it's not something that I'm confident or willing to put Riley Black Media name behind yet.
Right.
And then also, too, like, I'm not going to take a picture and give them a raw picture.
Right.
It has to be edited. And I'm not there with photo editing yet.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So, yeah, I turned that one down just because it didn't feel right.
Right.
But, I mean, that phone call was made.
Right.
The fact that my name is being out there. Oh, I've been locally. I've been tagged in a few posts.
Yes.
So like that is
in
is
events
working.
That are the weekend of
course
of
this
Vegas.
Weekend. Yeah, yeah. So that's great.
Yeah.
That you know, like there is the momentum, and I'm seeing the results from doing. And then, you know, we also started. You guys know that we've been doing a lot of networking events.
Yeah.
That just haven't been as fruitful as we've hoped.
Right.
So we started scaling back a little bit and like going, you know, instead of weekly, going once a month.
Right.
So that way we're still a part of, you know, that.
We're still showing up.
Yeah.
And we're still there, and our face is still
right.
And people still remember that you exist, because let's be real, if we don't go for like 6 months, they're going to be like, where are they at?
Right. And then,
you know,
and then today, so we went today, and it was nice, because as we were leaving, one of the guys that have been there that, you know, didn't know, never never expressed any interest.
Never showed any interest
or
yeah.
anything.
Was yeah, like, he's a super cool dude. Yeah.
Yeah, he's really cool. He's like, oh, yeah. you know, I was talking, you know, he's like an investment guy.
Yeah.
And what videos really, you know, could I pitch to him?
Right.
That except for like branding, right. but, you know, his branding is that going to networking mm-hmm. meetings and just meeting the people instead of like videos.
Right.
But he even it stopped us in the parking lot and was like, you know, I've been thinking and talking it over with a few people of, mm-hmm. you know, hiring you guys on to do a video for me just because, yeah. you know, we feel comfortable and we got to help each other out and right. stuff like that. So, like, just that and that comment alone is like, okay, these yep. are still, like, we definitely right. have to come to them. Maybe yeah. just not as often because,
well, you and know. Then, well, so we walked in and it's still a newer one in our city.
Yeah.
But we were kind of spoiled with the first one with their pretty good turnouts at the first one.
Right.
And
right.
then we came
and
to this one.
Immediately, like, everybody was like, oh, I need one yeah. business card, this and that.
Right, right. Yeah. yeah. And then we came today and there was like, you know, we were kind of peeling ourselves out of bed. Yeah. We didn't really want to go. Yeah.
Kind of forgot about it.
I totally forgot about it. And then he was like, oh, it's the first Monday of the month. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. You know, because they take a lot out of me when I go because I have to like, people. You know. Yeah, I have to interact with people.
Well, not to mention that pitch.
Yeah, right. And yeah, pitching
because
to them.
Because all of them, you know, you're allotted, I think, what, 30, 45 seconds?
Yeah.
To pitch your business to everybody yeah. in the room.
And he did give me a prop today for my pitch today. So that was kind of nice. That's good. But there was only like five people.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh. Yeah. And I mean, five people and three of them, you know, three or four of them we already knew. Right. And I was like, yeah. oh, okay.
Yeah. But again,
all right, well,
but again,
and then those
one,
two people showed up right. at the end, well, which seemed to show some interest in like potential,
but not only
like realtor and closing gifts.
Right.
And
but
stuff.
the one guy who talked to me.
Right.
And then the other guy was asking you about tumblers.
Right. And I've seen him a million times.
Right.
And he's never shown interest.
Right. So
yeah, it's, yeah. and it's hard because it's like, you know, you don't know. Like if I keep going, am I wasting my time and pulling myself from something else?
Right.
Or if I keep going, is it just like that one more meeting that, you know, again, these right. two people that we see all the time who are right. very friendly but have never really spoken about potentially needing our services,
right.
all of a sudden mention needing our services.
Right.
And then it's the fact how when we don't go to that one, the other video
guy
shows up
right.
every time.
Yeah.
And yeah. it's like, come on. Like, yeah. we had literally gone like 6 weeks in a row and we didn't go 1 week because of like, we
up.
Couldn't go.
And
he showed up. And then it
right.
happened again.
Yeah.
We went like 3 weeks and then we didn't go
yeah.
because we couldn't.
And
then he like, it was like,
and for me, it's not even that the competition is there.
Right.
It's I get to talk to someone.
Right.
I missed the opportunity
him.
To mm-hmm. talk to him to kind of like pick his brain a little bit about
right.
the community, how it is having a video services business,
mm-hmm.
like just to talk to him to see like, you know, what can you tell me about? Because clearly
right.
you've been in business here
yeah.
a lot longer. So, you know, what are those steps
right.
just to, you know, just to kind of have that connection.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe even have a freelance opportunity, you know,
yeah.
with him and his company in
right.
case he needs another shooter or something
for
like
sure.
that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, that's been, we just keep missing each other.
Yeah.
But I did connect through the networking, mm-hmm. like events or whatever I did. And people like, mm-hmm. Mentioning me in Facebook, I
yeah.
did connect with another local,
right.
Videographer,
yeah.
Which didn't go like, he wasn't the one that I really needed that
right.
I need to talk to. Cause I think
yeah.
he's on the outs of
right.
like leaving
yeah.
the video.
Just not doing it that much. And
he's not
someone you need,
right.
like that really would be beneficial to align
right.
with.
Yeah.
Or,
talking with him, it didn't
yeah.
seem like he had the same drive.
Yeah.
Where these other guys, cause I follow all of them on social media.
Right.
And he's the one with like the least amount of content.
Yeah.
These other guys have a bunch of content. So it's
right.
like, I want to talk to these guys just to like get the feel of like how to do it and then eventually get to like there. Cause I mean, these are some bomb videos that
right.
they have on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I mean, it helps cause they're a crew of four or five.
Right.
So like it's easy, not
right.
easy, but it's easier
right.
than, you know, me one guy.
Right.
And then also too,
yeah.
it's also a presence, you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? I show up to a shoot. It's
right.
just me. I'm doing everything as
right.
opposed to him. He shows up with a crew. Everyone's, you know, in the
mm-hmm.
same shirt. They're all doing their
right.
thing. It's more impressive. So, Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, but slowly, you gotta start we're getting somewhere. There. We're getting there. We're getting there. We're getting our name out there. We're getting traction. It's just a slow. It's going just a little slower than we'd like.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah. That's we all. Wish for you're rolling in the dough.
Right. Right. I don't even want to be rolling in the dough.
Yeah. No.
I just want to be surviving.
Right. Exactly.
A little better than we're doing now.
Yeah.
That's it.
We'll get
but
there.
we can use your help. Patreon.
Yes. Yeah. Keep us showing here, showing up here.
Yeah.
And then the rest will fall into place.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I think with that, it's been a great. We have a launch.
We do.
Launch coming up.
10 minutes.
Because we're on the space coast. So we got to go outside in the backyard and watch shuttles get launched.
Yeah.
Every so often.
Cool.
It is
pretty cool.
Yeah. So thank you guys for all the continued support. And it's been another great episode of the Ride a Bat Project. Crystal and John.
Bye.
Mamie, we're all done.